here from the Victorian cricket team. He joins us. Good morning, Cam.
Morning, boys. How are you?
We're going very, very well. Are we playing all four of those quicks? What's happening?
Well, since Trent's just he hasn't hung up the phone yet, we really just keep that to ourselves.
I mean, it's clearly the biggest question I think most people are asking at the moment in terms of the lineup, because it's almost an embarrassment of riches. Have you come across this in your time too often in Victorian cricket, where we've had this sort of dilemma of which fast bowlers to play?
Well, usually when you've got all the fast bowlers available, it plays out because they're not all fit at the same time. I think that's probably the most unusual thing about. Yeah. This situation that just happens, that, and I guess that's probably why we're in the position that we are, that finding ourselves in another Shield final. I think a lot of the times in past years, if your fast bowling depth is especially strong, you seem to win a lot of games throughout the season. So no doubt that's the case this year, and the reason why we've had a good year and are in another final. So, but obviously it makes for a very tough decision for the selectors come tomorrow morning.
So before we go further into that, what's the pitch like? Because you would have seen it in the build-up, and I know it's still a bit to play out. Is it going to be batter-friendly, or do you actually create a pitch that will suit your fast bowlers?
Yeah, well, that's the question, isn't it? But looking at the pitch, obviously the last two games we've had there have been quite flat pitches, very batter-friendly. This one has more grass than those two pitches, so... And combined with the Duke's ball, I would say that this particular pitch is going to, it's going to provide a bit more of an even contest between bat and ball. So I guess that, as you were just discussing with Trent, probably sets up for a really good contest with the two bowling lineups, both teams in really good form.
And has it changed the tactics for Victoria? Because in the past in Shield finals, really strong batting, and the bowling's always been really good, but you could sort of back yourselves in to go really big with the bat. This time, with the injury to Maddison and the guys that are unavailable, your bowling is your strength. So how do you play a Shield final when it's at home under those circumstances?
Well, I think with the Duke's ball and a five-day game, I don't think bonus points will come into it too much. I just think that the best team will win. It won't be. I couldn't imagine it's going to be a draw, so that's pretty much takes care of the bonus points situation.
Yeah, that's true.
Cam, from an individual point of view, you weren't in the team last week. Does that change your approach in how you prepare for a final?
Not really. I guess over the last couple of years, I've probably played a bit of a role where, like last week, we played four quicks, so I was the batsman to miss out, and that's been the case at a couple of other times throughout the year and last year as well. So I don't mind coming in sort of fresh up off a break. I sort of... It happens to be at the start of the season as well. I don't go away to county cricket or to England to play, so my build-up is just, here in the winter with the Vicks, and then straight into JLT or our one-day comp, which has been, that's worked for me pretty well in the last few years. So, yeah, coming off of, a bit of a not very long, just, I haven't played for 10 days or so it doesn't bother me too much. We've got, as Trent mentioned, the facilities down in the Junction Oval are unbelievable, so there's really no excuses.
We know how important it was for you to win that JLT thingamajig, whatever it was called at the start of the One Day Cup. You've then won the Big Bash, and we followed you through that. What would it mean to you at this point in your career to be able to win the three titles over the course of the summer?
Yeah, obviously it would be great, no doubt about it. Another Shield win would be, it'd be unbelievable. So, also know how sort of hard they are to win. It's a pretty because of the game. It does go for 5 days, so it's sort of it feels like it's a really drawn out sort of process, so it doesn't really happen often very quickly. So you've got to be on across the 5 days. It's sort of, you get pretty, it's an exhausting sort of process in a way. You sort of use a lot of mental energy to get through to try and win the game over, across the 5 days. So I look forward to it being finished once it's finished, but hopefully we'll win.
Well, that would be good. We would like that. The triple trophy thing is a good thing around here. We like trophies. Will it be your last game for Victoria, Cam?
Look, I hope not half, but that's out of my hands to some extent, I guess. But, I don't have a contract for next year at the moment, so there's probably a chance, yep.
With that hanging over you, and I don't want to dwell on it, but with that hanging over you, does it change the way you approach this game?
No, I don't think so. My role will be the same, to do what I always do, is try to be the best player I can in the game, play the role that I can for the team and try and help us win. So whether it's my first or my last, it doesn't, you know, it's a Shield final. It's, you know, it's whatever the team needs sort of thing. So that's just my focus.
And I would imagine you would relish the opportunity because with the injury to Maddison and the players that are not there, you've got a really important part to play. If Victoria to win, you have to play well.
Yeah, I think, yeah, hopefully, and hopefully I do, but I think for Victoria to win, we're going to have to have a lot of players to play well. Yeah. I think as Trent mentioned, you know, they finished second and finished the season on a very strong night. So two best teams going at it, I think, and New South Wales, as we know, are a very good side and have been for a long time. So both teams are, you know, you'll have to earn your victory, that's for sure.
Well, that's what you should do in a final. You should have to earn it. No doubt you will be out there fighting your fight as you've been doing for so many years in Victorian colours. Good luck, Whitey. We really think it's great that you get another chance to have a crack at a Shield final for not just you, but for Victorian cricket. And we'll certainly be paying great attention tomorrow and for the next 5 days. Go well.